Welcome to another episode of Sounds Reasonable to Me. This podcast is created and produced by IamReasonable.com, and I'm your host, CJ Sand. In this week's episode, we're going to take a look at choosing your battles, prioritizing the issues in your life, asking yourself important questions like, is this really a big deal? Is this really important enough to fight over? Is this the hill I want to die on? Now, the phrase, the hill you want to die on, is a military term people commonly use to describe an idea, activity, or cause that is so important to a person that they would be willing to fight to the death to accomplish it. The phrase is most often used as a warning. Is this really the hill you want to die on? When someone is digging in their heels for a cause that perhaps they either have not thought through all the way, or perhaps might be something that seems like a big deal right now, but later will seem trivial and even foolish. But we all know people like this. We probably have been the person being like this at some point in our lives, the person who can never just let things go or go with the flow. The person who always has a problem with something, and you know that not only will they not be letting it go anytime soon, but they are willing to fight to the death to get their way. What a tedious way to live. Never prioritizing what is and isn't worth fighting for, never just accepting what is and moving on, always having to fight, always looking for a fight, and always being willing to go all in to whatever conflict comes their way. I've worked with people like this. I've had friends like this. They've actually looked forward to the fight, rubbing their hands together in anticipation of a good dust-up with some poor, unsuspecting co-worker, family member, salesperson, contractor, waiter, or some other sap who just had the bad fortune of interacting with them on that particular day. But is this really the way we want to live our lives? Always looking for conflict, always looking for a fight, moving from one crisis to another and ready to go all in on any little issue? I would think not. In his best-selling book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Richard Carlson made the case for almost exactly the opposite view. In his opinion, almost everything was the small stuff, and people were more often than not their own worst enemy when it came to living a peaceful, balanced, and harmonic life. In his book, he implies that people's minds are often clouded with unrealistic expectations of life and of what they can or should expect for themselves and from others. People putting too much emphasis on reciprocity in relationships and somehow getting the idea into one's head that life was somehow supposed to be fair. His book makes the point that very few things are actually worth the amount of worry and drama that we put into them. Most of life is made up of the small stuff, and we would all be much happier if we just let most of this go. I think it's pretty good advice. For myself, I've often used some advice I got from an old family friend when I was young. This man used what he called the 5-year rule. He said that if something wouldn't matter in 5 years, then it shouldn't be a big deal right now. Then again, if it would make a difference in 5 years, well, you'd better get busy and take care of business, young man. So what am I trying to say here? I guess it's that perhaps we should all take a good hard look at how we prioritize the problems and issues in our lives. Do we want to become that person who just can't let the little stuff go? The person willing to turn any issue or argument, no matter how trivial, into the hill they want to die on? I would think not. Because living a life that works toward balance and harmony in all things, one that knows how to prioritize so that the important stuff is taken care of, but the small stuff doesn't get turned into the hill you want to die on, well, that sounds reasonable to me. Thank you for listening. Sounds Reasonable to Me is an IamReasonable.com production. I am reasonable.com, working for a more reasonable tomorrow.